queued up and everything.
Yeah, everything's ready to go. So then you kind of. Okay, here we go. Now it's ready.
ADD tackles the Google Kansas phenomenon.
Okay. Tell us who did it. That spray paint on your fingernails.
Yeah.
The reason that our office is interested in having Google come here is because we feel it's a connect opportunity.
Okay, well, I'm sitting here in the basement, the furthest, the depths of JHP.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to introduce Dan Villan, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll call this the archives.
Yeah, we're in the archives.
We're the best advertising firm in Topeka. I'll just go ahead and say that for the record.
We connect to people to provide the information on what we have to do and see here. With Google, we'll be able to connect at a much faster speed to more people quicker and get the message out in a more high-tech way.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing is I was hired here at this agency to do art,
right,
as an art guy. But as I started to prove myself as a musician, I've got more and more jobs doing little jingles. And that's something that my dad used to do back in the 70s and early 80s. So I'm kind of fulfilling his dream.
What are some of the songs that your dad did back in the day? Isn't there a couple local commercials that are really well known here?
Well, they're in Oklahoma City, and you can find them on YouTube. Paul Meade Insurance. M-E-A-D-E.
Hi, folks. Tall Paul here. Looking for car insurance from a straight shooter? Well, look no further. We can zero in on what you need with our car, truck, and mobile home coverage. So when it comes to protecting what you own, always remember.
Protecting all the things you own, like cars, trucks, and mobile homes. With accidents or tickets too. Calling will take care of you. 5-2-4-5-4.
Monthly payments too with Paul Meade Insurance.
Crazy stuff. Yeah. My dad did all the jingles for that back in the day. Real well known in Oklahoma City, and people still know the phone number of this insurance company. It's kind of like Pizza Shuttle here. Can't not know that number.
8-4-2-1-2-1. Call us now, Pizza Shuttle.
And it's also refer to myself in third person day. So with that said, Anthony will now go forth to do this post in the third person. And Anthony really hopes that you all enjoy it.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's just stuck in your head forever.
So every time I write a jingle now, I try to make it like those where it's just going to be so catchy. What do they call them? Like ear weevils or something? Where they like burrow into your brain and you can't get them out. So I try to do that with this Google jingle. I was approached. The JHP company I work for here decided they were going to get behind this Google project to bring Google to Topeka because it'd be good on a big scale. It'd be good for Topeka, but it'd also be good for businesses. So they said, "Dan, we know you can write songs. How about we come up with a song together?"
Oceans.
excited about Google coming here. We also feel that Google is going to benefit because, one, we're centrally located. Two, we have amenities that should interest Google as far as their own growth that we already have in place. Three, we have an...
I'm always sad when I'm lonely. I'm always sad, sad.
So, a guy I work with here, he's actually... one of my bosses, his name is Kurt Eskelson. He is the wordsmith, and he came up with all the lyrics. And he brought them to me and asked if I would take them and just run with it and create the music.
And unleash their broadband wireless onto a city near you. Now you've got all these cities that are just doing whatever it takes so that they can get that high speed.
I thought pretty soon I'd be feeling fine, but I couldn't get high.
So I talked my wife into doing the female part, and I did the male part, kind of a conversation piece, and then just came up with some real crazy chorus that's kind of like the Muppets or something. Muppet-esque.
Right.
And then the thing I'm most proud of in this song would probably be my guitar solos that I thrashed out.
The Google arrived, playing pipes like no other. They hooked up each household, each sister and brother, so we could share data fast, one with another. Now our internet, it screams like a mother. That is blazing above all the rest in the whole online world. T-Town is the best.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think, though? I mean, this, when did you even hear about this Google project coming in Topeka?
Oh, probably just, I'd say I've only known about it for a couple weeks, because what happened is the Google Corporation sent out an invitation to all cities to nominate themselves. You can nominate yourself, and you have to prove that you basically have to prove that you'd be a good spot for Google to come visit. You have to prove that your government can get behind you. And obviously ours did, with our mayor renaming ourselves Google. You're actually in Google, Kansas right now.
Awesome. I don't necessarily need to be here for this.
Can I?
I'm going to keep the headphones on.
You know, we are the capital city. This is a capital place. Capital place to visit, a capital place for Google to be.
So anyways,
yeah, so then I guess, yeah, break, so then you, really it just makes sense that, you know, the mayor's changed the name to Google Kansas,
which has made all kinds of international news,
right? I mean, I guess it's better than Topeka Chew.
That's true.
In honor of Pokemon. Do you remember that?
The Pokemon Festival.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
Left it every day, but the joke. Smoking that last cigarette, refusing the blindfold. It made that kind of impression. Was it nuisance? I don't know.
I don't really understand. I just don't understand.
Something big happened here.
Okay, right. Like, you know, you can't just get a hankering for something. He's like, I just really like Smurfs. Like, what?
Hey,
Smurf
can
Smurfs.
Can I just blow your mind for a second?
Yeah, blow my mind.
We have a printing press here in Topeka. It's one of the, oh, they told me, I think it's like 5 places in the world that actually prints holograms. It's here in Topeka.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's called Mainline Holographics. And so we went and toured their printing presses because they wanted us to come and see what they could do as far as just printing stuff, but mm-hmm. I was interested in the holograms.
Of course.
So I kept trying to say, I kept trying to get out of them, how do you make a hologram? What do you do? And they told me, there's a guy who chisels into crystal plates. I'm not making this up. There's several actual crystal plates that they stack up, and that creates a hologram. So there's a man who chisels them out by hand. And that happens here in Topeka. I want to meet the crystal man, basically.
Wow.
So we already have holograms. So if Google came, we could maybe bring these holograms to life, is what I'm thinking. I've been gone for a minute, now I'm back with the jump off. Goons in the club, case something jumps off. Back up for the high, let the pump. Have you heard of the guy who just won the runway competition, model runway or whatever?
Project Runway?
Yeah, Project Runway. What's that guy's name? Seriano or something?
I don't know.
He came to Topeka within the last year, mm-hmm. and he was quoted in the paper as saying, I can tell Topeka's all about the baggy shirts and the big oversized jeans. Mm-hmm. Something. And he was saying something about how Topeka needed a facelift, but it's doable. And when I hear about the Google thing, I'm being honest, in the back of my mind, I think, maybe this is what it'll take. Google believes in Topeka.
Right.
They come to town. Maybe it'll kind of just shift everything. Maybe it's all about, I think it's called like the rock star phenomenon, where you go to rock stars before they're rock stars, and they're just kind of, a lot of times, you know, they're just the average nerd.
Right.
But there's something about when you start pumping this belief into your mind that you are totally a rock star.
True.
It's all in the totally mind, true. And then all of a sudden you're a rock star.
No, I agree with you. That's what I was actually trying to get at.
Maybe it could just flip around. Yeah. No, maybe it could just flip itself around.
I kind of think that's what Topekans are hoping.
And not to mention, it's good timing because there is like an art movement now here in Topeka, believe it or not. There's like a grassroots artist, all kinds of art movements going on. A lot of it has to do with... you know Justin Marable, the guy who does the prints.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
he has this
one of his things. Right. Rethink Topeka.
Right. He has this Rethink Topeka, and it's kind of this movement that's kind of catching on.
Yeah.
And maybe if Google came in at just the right time, and it'd all be timed out right, it could just be an explosion.
Right.
Explosion. Explosion. Explosion.
Right.
The other thing I guess I'd like to point out is that when you think of Topeka, we as citizens are very proud that we are connected to our history, the history that says our forefathers fought and died for the pathway to freedom, for Kansas to be a free state. Because of this, it's just a natural connection that now, in today's world, about 150 years after becoming that free state in this union in the United States of America, that we as citizens should also fight for the opportunity to be the network to freedom and technology. Freedom and technology. Freedom and technology. Freedom and technology.
Like super fast, it's like 50 times faster than the fastest internet that is available right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the vibe is basically that Topeka businesses in general this is kind of going on all over the city.
All over the city. And there's, like, all kinds of people. Like, I think even the hockey team renamed themselves.
Really?
The Google Hockey Team or something. Everybody.
Yeah.
The thing is, there's all kinds of cities. There's hundreds of cities that are doing this.
Sure.
But from what I've seen, Topeka's got the most going on. I mean, we're the ones making international news and all kinds of crazy stuff.
What I was thinking was, like, Topeka needs this.
Right, Topeka needs it.
I mean, it's our state capital. This right. place should
Come
be banging.
On.
It should be... Express yourself. Express yourself.
You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to There's lots of old buildings.
Mm-hmm. So it has so much character at the same time. So I could see that. I mean, this really would, if there were just a little bit of money, a little bit of business, bring more people here.
Yep.
And before you know it, it would just completely
Oh, seriously.
Double yeah. the business.
It could be awesome. It's the magic that makes one's eyes sparkle and gleam, light up the skies. The name of the game is light. Yeah. And on, there's a... thinkbigtopeka.com. If you go there, it'll shoot you right over to the Facebook page too. You can click on that, and there's a, I think we have something like 14,000 members.
But Think Big Topeka is the new, the kind of revitalist group that wants
right.
to bring this here. Now, did Think Big Topeka already exist, and then they just took on the Google project? Or
yeah.
is this made
yeah.
for...
No, it was something that was already around. And...
Okay.
This is a great way to show your support for bringing the Google Fiber Project to the capital city.
It's time to think big, Topeka. Join us at WR. Join us at WR. Join us at WR.
Like a star slipping out of place, sliding from the sky, tumbling through...
It's just cool to see something like this happen in Topeka, because I would guess 5 years ago this wouldn't happen. So it's kind of, there's kind of a wave of momentum happening in Topeka where people are kind of joining up and really getting behind something, and it's neat to see. I just want to be, successful. I just want to be,
successful. So you do have experience. I mean, you kind of have. I mean, you live here with your wife and your
mm-hmm.
kids now.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you went to Topeka High.
Yep. Went to Washburn here in town when I wasn't going to KU. I graduated from here mm-hmm. at Washburn, so.
And so you kind of have an insider's perspective
mm-hmm.
of everything that's been going on.
Google wants to make internet access better and faster. Help us apply for this ultra high speed broadband network.
You know, I tried, can't stay any longer, because I tried day 6-7 times, try to get you to feel me.
5 years ago, you wouldn't dream that this would be coming, or even an opportunity this big.
Right. And at the same time, just thinking about myself, just the fact that I'm writing jingles now is another thing that I never could have dreamed about. It's like, you know, fine arts versus commercial
right.
arts. When you're doing commercial stuff, you have parameters set before you and you think, I can do this.
Sure.
So then you just tackle it and just do it. And with me, jingles just comes like second nature. It's like, I don't even have to think about it. I just sat down with my electric guitar, just with a cheesy grin, and just...
Right.
Smell that sweet chocolate.
there's something about having a job that it's not even about your personal taste necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's equally enjoyable.
Right.
Because you're creating something that has a purpose. Hear this, and other people who might not have been involved will get involved. And I mean, I can't wait to get online and grab some of that audio from people, other people talking about this, because that's where it all comes down to. It's just culling
everything. You'll find a ton of stuff.
Google, come visit and stay in Topeka. In a page, with a little bit of gold in a page, with gold in a page, with a little bit of gold in a page, page, gold, page.
Thanks for doing this, Dan.
Oh, sure. It was good times.
You guys have been listening to ADD. Hopefully Google decides to come to Topeka.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this will not be for nothing.
Right. That's the hope. It's the hope.
So just giving a little hope to Topeka, Kansas. Giving a little love and spreading it around. So why don't we give a little high five over the internet, Dan? Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Jason Barr. Stay tuned and check out all the links. If you find more, if you want to get involved with the revitalization of Topeka, Kansas through the active bid of Google.
Google, Kansas, awesome.
ADD.
It makes me nervous.